Sir, just to clarify, I too am a supporter of faithfully observing the rules of procedure, but one of the things we agreed on earlier was a text recommended by the preparatory committee of several understandings related to the rules of procedure. They changed the composition of the general committee. They increased the number of vice chairmen. They also include a provision that meetings of the committee are held in private unless decided otherwise. So, in effect, our rules provide that we may decide otherwise. Our United Kingdom colleague proposed that we do so in this case. If, in fact, the delegate of Iran, the distinguished representative of Iran, objects and feels that we should not support that, we should not include wider participation, that certainly is right, but it's not, I think, correct to say that that's simply a matter of fidelity to the rules of procedure, because the rules of procedure allow for this proposal.